If you've ever been embarrassed by the amount of screen time on your phone, or watching your life from behind the phone camera, or have ever wondered where the time went when you simply wanted to check one thing on your phone, then you are in the right place today, my friend, because today's topic is social media and its role in your overall health. My guest, Stephanie Gass, a successful online business professional, shares her journey of breaking free from a self-proclaimed addiction to social media. Whether you're seeking to reduce distractions, anxiety, screen time, or simply better connect with your loved ones, Stephanie provides tactical tips and strategies for a successful digital detox. Welcome to the Fat Loss School Podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy, plus maintaining it long-term, is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Welcome to Fat Loss School, Stephanie Gass. I'm so proud to have you with me today. Stephanie Gass is a Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO who helps women like me grow our online audiences and make consistent income using podcasting. She is the host of a top 20 globally ranked business podcast called Online Business for Christian Women. She believes it's possible to partner with God to create income and impact without sacrificing our family, faith, or buying into the social media hustle. Welcome, Stephanie. Please share more about yourself and your experience with a social media hustle that brought you to the idea of digital detox.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hi, Amy. Thanks so much for having me on the pod. I'm so glad to be here. You know, I have a long-standing relationship with social media. I, in essence, had grown a very successful network marketing company back in, well, probably 15 years now, full-time entrepreneur. So the first 7 years of that were in MLM, and it was fully on social. So a lot on Facebook, and I had really had a ton of success in these groups. And then that whole thing crumbled. And for me, it was because all my eggs were in one basket that I didn't own. So lessons learned in that, that's a whole conversation, but basically, I found myself kind of in this starting over place. This, what the heck am I going to do with myself now? Like, I don't have success. I don't have anything to stand on. I was really at that time looking for, I guess, worthiness inside of my work instead of how can I use my work? And for me, my faith is a huge part of my business and where I've grown, who I've grown into. But at the time, I was just struggling with how do I regrow a business because that's what made me feel good about myself. And so I basically started to go live in Facebook groups. This was after the network marketing stuff had kind of fallen away, and teach women how to grow a successful business using Facebook, which is what I had done. I talked about sales. I talked about kind of balancing being a mom and growing a business. And I started doing coaching. People started asking like, hey, Steph, do you coach? And so I'm like, sure. I think I coach. That sounds good. So I would meet with these women and they started to call it clarity coaching. So they actually titled it themselves clarity coaching. And so I would do these clarity calls and help people get clear on what their business would be. And I saw the light, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. How am I going to grow this thing? So I started going. So when you ask that question, right? Like, how am I going to grow this? Social media, duh. That's what I thought because that's what everybody said. And that's what I saw everybody else doing. And this was roughly 2016, 2017. So I started just doubling down on Instagram. I would 5-6 hours a day, like following people, commenting back and forth, trying to start conversation, just relentlessly chasing how to grow, how to get leads, how to get clients, right?
And the darn algorithm that changes over and over and over and over. As soon as
exactly. Exactly. And it was so exhausting. And even more so to the point of like, I in my spirit was feeling so much unrest about it because I would wait for something cute to happen with my kids. And then I would basically not interact with my kids or listen well, but grab my phone to capture the moment. And so I felt like, and what I was capitalizing on my kids, right? And at the time I validated that in my mind, like, oh, I'm not capitalizing on my kids. I am growing a business for my kids. And that was the story that I told myself, but yet it didn't feel good. I felt burnt out. I felt desperate. I felt like I felt shame around it because I knew what I was doing wasn't right. It wasn't aligned with God's will for me as a business owner and as a mom. So what happened was, it's a long story that I'll try to say shortly because I know you're going to have questions. I started to get off my phone or off the social media apps every weekend. I deleted them off of my phone. And I started to feel something shift in my heart and in my spirit. I was fully present. It's like I could see clearly. I could forget wherever my phone was, which felt so freeing. And I started to tell my audience about it. At this time, I had started a podcast, still figuring out my way around podcasting at the time. I was still testing everything. I didn't know what's going to really grow the business. And my audience started to do it too. And they were like, we've been deleting the apps like you. It's crazy. It's changing my life. Anyways, about a year, maybe 6 months into podcasting, I felt I heard someone say they were doing a fast. And I had never really done a true spiritual fast before at that time. And I thought, I'll ease in. I'll just do a fast with social media completely. Like, I'll get off for a month for everything, my business, myself personally. And so I had one person on my team at the time, and I said, we're not going to use social media at all. Let's see what happens. And I called it the social media experiment. And I started talking about it on my podcast. And I said, everybody stay tuned. We're going to find out, like, does everything crumble? What happens? A month goes by, Amy. Everything exploded. The email list, the podcast downloads. I had like a handful of clients sign. Like, I went, oh my gosh, me not being on the social platforms did not hurt my business. It gave me back 10 to 15 hours a week. So I started doing another episode on the podcast every week. I started to have, like, I was a visionary of my company again. I was able to see marketing opportunity that I had been missing. I had been so distracted with the phone in my face for so many hours a day. I was missing how to grow the business. So at the month point, when I had proven that I didn't need it to grow, I said, let's keep going. 6 months. Let's see what happens. So we went 6 whole months, not using Instagram whatsoever. Everything's kept exploding. It was absolutely crazy. And I knew that God was showing me that this was a way to grow my business, and really using podcasting, that became the way that we were growing, getting leads, making sales, getting clients without being on social, specifically Instagram. We still had a Facebook group for our students. So I never went back, and it's now been over 2 years. And I am so proud to say that I personally am social media free. I don't have it on my phone. It's on my computer if I need to go check my groups or whatever. If once a month, if I post a hike with my kids, it's on a private personal Facebook page. I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a, like, I don't post. It's not even called that anymore. X. I don't even know what's happening anymore. I don't have a TikTok. Like, I believe that social media is actually a deterrent from your success in life and business for 99% of people.
I see it affecting sleep because we have that light in our eyes right before bed. It definitely affects our stress. We're getting those constant notifications and checking emails and checking social media. We're trying to compare our lives with the highlight reel of somebody else's or run our business the way someone else is doing. It's hard not to copy. You want to get great ideas from somebody else and make it yours. Mm-hmm. So spending time on that. I'm embarrassed at how much time I spend. My phone tells me how many hours every week I'm spending.
It's awful. It's gut-wrenching.
Yes. And you mentioned your FaceTime with your kids. I know at dinner, my husband and I can both be caught on our phones.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, so something to even say for that point, as we, even if we talk about not to do with business, like, and maybe it's not even social media for you, whoever's listening right now, it's whatever the addictive thing is on your phone. Is it checking your email? Is it YouTube? Is it, because one addiction will often just replace another when it comes to our phones. And this is not your fault. So I want everyone to hear me. If you're feeling like shame or judgment, I want you to just release all of that, because the highest paid psychologists and engineers in the entire world are working to craft an addiction in your brain to your phone because of ad revenue. They want to keep you glued. This is not your fault, but it is your fault when you become aware of an addiction and you do nothing to change it. So I started taking baby steps, and dinner was the first thing, Amy. I was like, I'm going to put my phone on a shelf. I have the phone shelf, and my husband gets so, I'll like try to sneak his phone and put it on the phone shelf. And he's like, so like, you can only control yourselves, moms and women and wives. Okay. I myself put it there and lead by example, because if I'm not looking at it, there's no permission for him to look at his, even if his is in his reach, he really doesn't touch it because he knows I'm going to stare at him with like dagger eyeballs, you know? So that has allowed for this beautiful uninterrupted space. And so for some tactical tips here, like, what do I actually do? I'm feeling convicted. I know I spend too much time on my phone or social media, whatever. If you want to start with a digital detox, start small. Do something that is not like, oh, I'm just going to quit using my phone like Stephanie. You know, like, I had to ease in. This process took me 3 years to get to the point where I feel now, I would say like 80% free from the phone addiction. I find myself in it again sometimes, and I have to recommit and set some boundaries, because again, like, I run a business, and so it's hard to never touch my phone. So we have to be realistic. But how can you start by setting boundaries? Like, okay, dinner time, I'll put my phone on a shelf or in a basket every day at dinner. What a beautiful place to start. What about I won't touch my phone after 8 p.m.? What about deleting the apps off of your phone that are triggering for you? That way, if you really want to use those apps, you have to sit down at a computer screen. It creates a barrier to the addiction, right? Remove the addictive tendency from your reach, just like we would with anything else. And then pray. You've got to pray for help, because without God, everything is impossible. But with him, everything is impossible. Every addiction, every temptation can be overcome with him. And so that prayer that, Lord, I'm feeling convicted, I'm spending too much time on my phone or looking at this particular thing, like, give me the power to say no, help me to increase boundaries in my heart and in my life. And, you know, allow me to overcome this, because what it really is an idol in our lives. If we can't stop touching the thing and thinking about the thing, and we're thinking about the thing more than God, that's the problem. And we need his help to overcome that problem.
I love that. I was going to ask you to pray us off the air, because I love when you do that on your own podcast. You've basically given us the tools, the words to do it ourselves, but would you please give us a prayer? All of these women that are tuning in to Fat Loss School, we're over 50, we're frustrated, and we want to know all the things. We're worried about mental health as well as physical health. And so we've got all the things on our plate. A digital detox might be a healthy thing for us to do. Please pray us off the air.
I would love to. Lord, Amy and I come together to just pray over every single listener of this episode. We just ask you to give them peace of mind, peace of spirit, peace of heart, Father, that they will just trust in you for their next right steps, that whatever you are calling them to lay down, Lord, they would be able to do so with confidence, with obedience, and with discipline, knowing that you have something better for them instead. I pray that whatever conviction has come up during this episode, you will give them the guidance and the grace to overcome it, as long as they will lean on you and partner with you through that process. And we just pray all of this in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Stephanie Gass. Beautiful words, beautiful guidance and tips for us. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're so welcome.
A healthy mindset and a healthy relationship with food and exercise are in-depth topics in my Faster Way to Fat Loss class. The 6-week online class is only $249, and you will finish inches and pounds lighter. Plus, you'll have a healthier mindset and be equipped with science-backed fat loss strategies that have worked for hundreds of thousands of women, even in our 50s and beyond. What fat loss results would you be thrilled to see in the next 60 days? Get started by registering with the link in my show notes.
Andrea from Meredith, New Hampshire. I did my measurements early. I just couldn't wait. Amazing results. Previously, I was in a gym program for 6 months before the FasterWay program, and I did not see this kind of progress. At the gym, I felt ashamed when I didn't stick to the program and dreaded getting on the scale every week. They did measurements sometimes, but really focused on the scale and not the non-scale wins. I lost weight at the gym initially, but now I realize it was because I was eating less carbs, and they wanted me to eat like that every day. I've learned so much from you and the FasterWay program. Plus, I'm not spending $70 a week and driving 20 minutes to the gym 4 days a week. Instead of driving my car, I now use this time going for walks and saving the gas money to buy healthier food options. Huge kudos to Amy and the FasterWay team.
That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.